Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. Our guests today are here to talk about something near and dear to everyone's heart. And it's like a three-pronged attack here that we're going into. It has to do with the Maternal League of Memphis. If you haven't heard of them, you will now. It also has to do with the Kroc Center, which is getting ready to open up here in Memphis, Tennessee. And it has to do with our good friend Mary Lawrence Allen, who is an artist extraordinaire and was our guest last year as well, Mary Lawrence. Debbie Churchy, who is president of the Maternal League, is with us. And Mary Lawrence,
it's nice to be here, Malvin. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for coming back. You've always got interesting things going on. And we you're do. Always using your art for somebody else.
That's right. Yeah. It just comes forth. The Lord blesses me, and I think, I can paint another picture.
Well, this is interesting because, like I said, this is three things all involved. It's the art, for one thing, the art being displayed at the Kroc Center, and that's a fabulous story right there in itself about the Kroc Center opening up here. And then that the proceeds benefit the Maternal League of Memphis. And I tell you, a little bit of explanation, like we were just talking about, I'm sure a lot of people are still aware of the fact that Memphis has the highest infant mortality rate in the country, and it's high as some third world countries, as a matter of fact. And considering the fact that we have the Med and Baptist and Methodist and St. Joseph and all these and research hospitals, the UT Research Hospital here, it just seems very wrong that that is part of our situation. But it didn't just start. The Maternal League of Memphis has been working for 75 years.
75 years. And actually, Mary Lawrence will probably know a lot more about the beginning than I will, because she'll delve into this a little bit later about some of the beginnings. But it began when Rebecca Harsh witnessed somebody leaving the hospital, a young mother with her baby wrapped in newspapers. And so our biggest mission is to provide blankets or other items, bassinet items, for these first times moms. But it's evolved over the years so that now we do a lot of things to support nurses or other educators to educate these young women. Because, like you said, the hospitals have the capacity, have the knowledge to take care of babies, but it all begins with the mom and what she knows and doesn't know. So we focus a lot of efforts on supporting those educators right now, in addition to some other things.
And the Layette, that you were mentioning, the Layette's package consisting of blankets, sleepers, diapers, this side up, infant T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that title come from? I know that's got to be significant.
It really does. And it goes back a few years ago. They were looking at one facet of infant mortality is
SIDS.
The SIDS. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I was trying to. Is SIDS. Well, there's a number of things that lead to SIDS. And one of those factors that they've recently identified is that babies need to be put to sleep on their back. So we developed this T-shirt that the front of it says this side up, so that any mom can put that on her baby when she takes it home and remember that I need to put my baby with his belly facing up. So we still print those and distribute them to all the hospitals and let them distribute them as they see fit.
Yeah, and tell us about the Back to Sleep campaign too.
Well, that's part of it. One piece of it is Back to Sleep, and there's so many facets of SIDS, but this is one that we felt like we could attack, and we continue to build on that, and that's where we need proceeds, and I think that's where Mary Lawrence is going to help us.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be exciting to provide several thousand dollars to provide these layouts? It would really make me very, very happy.
And you're doing this, of course, again, with your art exhibit.
That's
which
it.
You've done before and on several occasions. As a matter of fact, you got art all over the place around here in town. And it has always been done at an exhibit that has benefited somebody.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So tell me a little bit about getting this one involved, getting this one set up.
Well, it just occurred to me that this would be a real good way to benefit the Kroc Center because I've helped to raise some money for that as well.
Right.
And when the gallery was made known, a brand new art gallery for the community to use, and then the art director came to my home, and Josh Quinn, and he selected my art for that first show. It really pleases me. They will have a preliminary show of Scholastic exhibitors from the schools, but then we will hang my show on March the 4th, so it'll begin to the public on March 5th, and hang until March 31st. And there's a reception open to the public on Thursday, March the 7th, from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And
so
it's free.
We've got plenty of time to talk about it. So, yeah, I was getting concerned. I was thinking it was coming up sooner than that.
It's
grand
plenty
opening.
Of time.
When is the grand opening?
They will have a grand opening for the public to come and see just the whole big facility on February the 23rd.
That's what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's still
that's coming up.
Plenty of time.
Time just flies.
Yeah, we still got plenty of time to let everybody know about it. So some of the pieces, what are some of the pieces that are going to be at the Kroc Center?
Well, I've started a new series of art pieces that are a real really pretty. I'm real proud of them. They've turned out well. You know, an artist sits there and sometimes you look at a blank piece of paper and you think, oh, what am I going to paint today? I don't know. And then when it starts, then it evolves and the image takes place and you just think, yes, 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 this is going well, yes. And it ends up what you hoped it would, and you put your name on it, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
When you sign that piece of art and then you put a frame around it, and you prepare it for exhibition and letting the public see what you have done, you're very vulnerable. And it's so rewarding to me personally when people have supported my art shows and my art hangs on their walls and they tell me later, I love your painting. It's right there in the hall.
They're
I love your painting. It's right over the sofa.
They're always unique.
It's nice. It's one of a kind, original art.
Yeah. What made you start doing that? I want to ask you that first. What made you start doing
that? Well, I raised my four boys, and I always had a little creativity in me, and I thought when they got out and about in college and I had a little extra time, I thought, I think I'll take an art class. I was 48 years old, so don't ever say you can't do it. And
but
now I'm 80.
To go into the 80? You're not 80 yet, are you? No.
I think I have more wrinkles than she does.
I don't think she's gone there yet. I think she's exaggerating.
I think so, too.
But
I started with watercolor and then colored pencil and then acrylic paints. And I've never done oils or pastels.
Yeah.
But I've done watercolor pencils as well and collages. And then I've started in recent years doing
gold leaf.
Yes, adding gold leaf, you remember that, and copper leaf, and doing acrylic landscapes on plexiglass, letting the back shine through and giving it a dimension, and also on canvas. And now I've done a lot of new and interesting things, and the titles are kind of interesting if you want me to tell you some of them.
Please do. Please do.
Well, one of them recently is Lift Up Your Hearts, Rejoice. Another one is With a Star to Guide Us. Another one is Let There Be Love. Another one is The Key That Opens a Way. Another one, Hanging Out Together. That's two trees standing there with an attitude. And there's some copper leaf and gold leaf for their foliage, and they're hanging out together. Another one is Forest Fantasy, and that's where I've used the copper shavings for the foliage, and it's a rather large horizontal piece. And that's another thing you decide, is it going to be a vertical painting or a horizontal painting? And there are a lot of decisions that go into creating a piece of art.
I guess that would have to depend on the especially if you're doing trees.
That's
on
right.
How much of the tree you want to show.
I agree,
like
definitely.
That.
And then there's another one, Heartfelt Love and Flying High. I've got a couple of birds in that. Another one is just a very peaceful horizontal landscape titled Serenity.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to add, Mayor Lawrence had invited myself and a few other the Maternal League members out to her home to discuss this project. And there were she her home is full of all of her artwork. The biggest range I think I've ever seen. I mean, I expected landscapes, and she certainly had them.
Yeah.
But and you may think based on the age she told us that that's all you're going to see, but there are quite a few contemporary pieces. So she has a wide range that really would appeal to just about anybody.
Oh, you know, I saw, you told me.
Thank you, Debbie.
You took a piece of moss and made a piece of art.
Oh, I did.
That's the creativity.
That's right.
Mind. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92, and we are talking with Debbie Churchy, who is president of the Maternal League of Memphis, and Mary Lawrence Allen, artist extraordinaire. And she is going to be putting on an art exhibit. It will be Art with a Heart for Mothers and Babies. That was the partially, that's an extension of the theme from last year.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it may continue, and maybe I'll have another show next year, and we'll continue with that same idea.
Art
with a Heart for others.
Art with a Heart for Mothers and Babies, benefiting Maternal League of Memphis at the Crocs Center Gallery, March 5th through the 31st. And the Crocs Center is at 800 East Parkway South.
That's right.
So, now, you got to tell us a little bit about the Crocs Center. You know, I Googled you, and you've been you're part of so many organizations and boards and things like that. And tell us something about this one, the Crocs Center. You had some interesting history about that. You told me.
Perhaps the public doesn't know, but the Crocs began McDonald's hamburgers.
Okay.
And they made a lot of money and have been very charitable, and they're no longer living. But before Mrs. Croc died, she had an architect come up with a plan of what she might do out in California. It might have been L.A., I forget. And there were two architects, and when they presented it to her, they said, which plan do you want to do? And she said, I want to do it all. And from that beginning, she has made this possible in several cities across the United States, and Memphis was chosen with the incredible support and fundraising of our own Salvation Army and Salvation Army Auxiliary. A big fundraising effort went into this. They had to raise $25 million before they could break ground. So for this to come about is huge for our whole community. And people will join it with a monthly membership. There'll be a rate for families or another rate for individuals. And it offers everything. It's going to be really unique.
That's something. It's part of the Salvation Army, isn't it? It's
yes.
Yeah. Look on the website.
They have.
I work out at the Croc Center. My fourth graders repaired an airplane for a jungle.
That's for the children.
The There's all sorts of facilities there.
Many, many different unique facilities that are really fun. And workout rooms for people and all ages.
Is this the Salvation Army's headquarters? The building in the Salvation Army over there?
Yes, it is the Salvation Army. The theater chapel is where they'll have services.
Yeah, that's
over there at the site. But also performances as well. The stage is fine.
Wow, that's going to be really cool.
Gymnasium, swimming pool area. It's like swimming in the river and all kinds of creative things. Have you seen it yet, Debbie?
I have not.
Well, I took the tour back in December and I was so impressed.
They're still finishing up on it now,
that's
I
right.
guess, aren't they? Well, it looks like a very beautiful facility. I'd like to get over there and see that myself.
Yeah, they're talking about the lazy river.
Yeah. More than
it's not just an ordinary pool. They have made this quite cute.
Wild water fight. Lazy rivers and wild water fights. Free throws, free weights, soccer kicks, high kicks inside movies, dance movies. There's all sorts of things involved in this.
And look at this fitness center area. Huge. Every kind of equipment.
Oh, wow. And this is going to be for the community.
That's it. You'll join a monthly fee. Or for the year.
Well, wow, that's just replacing the YMCA since they want to.
That's exactly right.
I need to get over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something else that we need to make sure that we pay attention to here in our area is the obesity and obesity epidemic that we seem to be stuck with.
It is.
And you know, it's funny you said that because obesity is one partial factor for infant mortality.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
The poor nutrition and obesity, that's a small part of it. Well, I guess the nurses might not even tell you small, but we're coming full circle, aren't we?
You do a lot of things. The Maternal League of Memphis does a lot of things. You work with a lot of different nurses and different programs, and you have a lot of fundraisers. I mean, you have different fundraisers yourself, right?
We do. We're still experiencing, trying to find the right fundraiser because there were two or three that were big for years and years. The White Collection, they used to do the fashion show with the little girls, which was a big hit, but after a while it just runs its course. So we're kind of in between. So when Mary Lawrence called us and said, I want you to come talk about me hanging my art to benefit y'all. And I have to tell you, when we went over there, I kept saying, well, what's the catch? She just kept saying, I'm going to paint all this stuff and you take the proceeds. We're like, no, you got to want something from us. What do you want? She goes, no, you take it all. Whatever I sell, you take. So we're very thankful because that one may save us for this year and get another 5,000 t-shirts out there.
All right on. And I see diaper drives continually needed by underprivileged populations in the Memphis community. Lack disposable diapers. So you guys do that too?
We're trying. We're not where we want to be, but there's just so many things that we can do, and we're looking for some of the easier things so that our members, it's not as stressful for them, but it's a minor task for them to go pick up a pack of diapers and bring them to our meeting, and then we donate them. But it makes a major impact on that audience.
So there are meetings, regular meetings.
We've turned it down to about three a year because we want to respect our members' times. They've got their own families, their own PTA meetings, that sort of thing. And so this is just a kind of an extracurricular activity that they can do, get a little bit of social out of it, but really what they're looking for is to try to make an impact in the community.
Where do you find your members?
We're still looking. So, next door neighbors, the tennis court, any sort of friends, and so we hope that the word of mouth spreads.
And once somebody gets involved, and they're hooked, I would imagine
they're hooked. And it takes a lot of us leadership, though, to keep them hooked. So we need more leaders too.
Well, now. Do people contact you at the address, maternal?
They can certainly do that, right? And we have a website.
It needs
some help, but I think even if they went on that, they could track us down. But yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. I pulled it up on the computer over here. It's maternalleagueofmemphis.org. That's maternalleagueofmemphis.org, and the address is Post Office Box 382958.
Right.
P.O. Box 382958, and the phone number is 901-682-2599,
901-682-2599, and MGAL.org. This is my website. If you want to let the public know what type of art I do and if they wanted to see a couple of examples, it's on there.
Yeah. Oh, especially
that's
cool
it.
Gold leaf things. But yeah, it's www.mgal.org. MGAL.org.
That stands for the Memphis Germantown Art League. And I
that's
have a website on there.
Yeah, because you were on the board of that.
I was.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you were on on the board we got to get you into the history of the Maternal League because you were just telling us.
She's got a lot more history than I do.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, by the way, once again, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking with Mary Lawrence Allen, artist extraordinaire, and Debbie Churchy, who is the president of the Memphis Maternal League of Memphis that has been committed to helping needy babies and their moms in the Shelby County area for over 75 years. I love that. And I'm going to tell everybody about the art exhibit. And the art exhibit is called Art with a Heart for Mothers and Babies Benefiting the Maternal League of Memphis. It will be at the new Crocs Center Gallery, March 5th through the 31st. And we want you to join them at a reception March the 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Crocs Center of Memphis, 800 East Parkway in South Memphis. And for more information, you want me to tell them to go to the website? Or
I think the Croc website.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. And it's Croc, KROC, Memphis.org. That's Croc, KROC.Memphis.org, K-R-O-C. And also MaternalLeagueOfMemphis.org for the Maternal League of Memphis. And MGAL.org for Mary Lawrence Ellen. Now, a little background about the Maternal League.
I was just going to say one more thing from my personal experience. When I was a young 22-year-old, I gave birth to my first baby 2 months early. And that little baby weighed 4 pounds. And I was not allowed to take him home for a month because his weight then went down to 3.5 pounds. And they would not let me take him home from the hospital until he weighed 5 pounds. And every week, my husband and I would go to the hospital, and they would let us look at him through the window where he was an incubator baby. And we never got a chance to touch our little baby boy for a month after delivery until he had gotten to the right size and health to handle that and then be discharged to come home. I don't know about you if you've had a baby in your family and you know what it's like to hold your firstborn baby and to have the responsibility of keeping them healthy, and they cry and you think, what? Oh, no. I remember when you got the hiccups and I thought, oh, what do I do now? But all of that is to say what we can do for these babies and these mothers and daddies.
Yes,
and in the family and in the home and the grandmothers and all of them taking care of this new little baby life to grow up as God would intend it and to make it a fine little lady and a fine gentleman to grow up and be a purposeful person. Isn't that a challenge?
It is.
So selling a painting that can buy a layette is one little tiny thing, but it means a lot to me, and I'll keep painting.
Right on. And all these, how many pieces are going to be on display?
About 50, if we can squeeze them in.
Well, it's, according to the layout of this center and the gallery, it's a pretty big place. You ought to be able to get them all in there. Now, you're going to give us some background from Rebecca Harsh when she started.
Well, it was back in the 30s, and she saw the need. And as Debbie just said, watching a mother take a baby home wrapped in a newspaper, that meant something.
Just so
to
disheartening,
her.
So I could see that. And that's what still 75 years later touches a chord in our heart. Mm-hmm. And that's when we do a recruitment meeting, we retell that story, and they get out that application and sign it. Because it is heartbreaking.
Well, yeah.
And just not necessary. It's important to start their life in the right way with a warm blanket.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the diapers, my goodness. And again, back in the day when I had that first baby, we had no disposable diapers. But now they have the benefit of the disposable ones, and they cost money, and we want to help with that.
Yeah.
This may be a little bit of a sad story, but I will have to say one of the nurses did let us know that oftentimes these moms, if they don't have fresh diapers, new diapers, they let the baby stay in them as long as they can.
Mm. Yeah.
And oftentimes they restrict their feeding so they won't soil the diapers because they can't afford a new diaper.
Oh my.
So it's one thing leads to the next. So any little thing that we can do to help them.
This is, and when we're talking about infant mortality, a lot of times we think about the child dying, a childbirth, but a lot of kids don't even make it past the first year.
Right, and that's the whole campaign. It's not just a stillborn or them dying while they're still in the hospital, but it's making to the first birthday. That's our goal, is make sure most of them make it to their, well, we'd like to see all of them. But,
well, of course.
And that's a celebration.
That is a celebration, absolutely.
And so the campaign is to give information about sudden infant death syndrome, about well, you have a diaper drive because of information like what you just said. Gosh, I can't believe
it. I know, there's so many stories, and we just take it for granted. But when you get down there and you realize that these moms, and a lot of it comes down to education. So whatever we can do to help it's the nurses now that can get in to see these moms who actually need it. So whatever we can do to help the nurses. One thing we do is there's a group that does periodic baby showers. They nurture these moms through the pregnancy, and then they have a baby shower, but it's actually an educational shower. Mm-hmm. So they give them gifts, but in the meantime, they attend a two-hour session where they're given all the basics. And one thing that we do is we provide the food for that shower. So it comes natural for us to be in the kitchen and, you know, to make a chicken salad to take up there to them, which is no big deal to us, it seems like. But for the nurses who are conducting the shower, it's huge. And the recipients taking home T-shirts and blankets and car seats, that sort of thing, and a well-balanced meal.
This happens in the hospital when they have, when they deliver.
Well, no, this is a couple of groups that do it outside of outside of the hospital, in conjunction with some of the hospitals, I believe. There's several groups that do it.
But the nurses are involved, you said.
The nurses are the ones, because they're the ones trained to visit with the pregnant, oftentimes teenagers or young women, and then they'll see them through their birth, and then there's several groups who actually visit them for the next 2 years. There's certain programs out there that they can be involved in.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't just leave a young teenager with a new baby and expect her to know how to take care of it.
One by One is a group that I supported last year, and they go in the home and on a regular basis and mentor that mother along the way and
all
help her to
pregnancy.
Know how to be a mother. And, you know, one of the things, maybe we talked about it last year, put the phone down and pick up the baby. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. You know, we talked about a lot of things. It's always interesting to remind our audience that you are a 5-time cancer survivor.
You know everything about me. I don't have any secrets.
I find that remarkable in itself. And that's a great story.
Actually, it's 6 now. I had something taken off my face this year. So I said, well, they took stitches. Can I count that? They said, yes. So we count that as number 6. I'm alive and celebrating every day.
And still giving back. Giving, giving, giving.
And this reflects in the art, too, though. The art, like you said, art from the heart. There are some hearts, yes. But, I mean, you can see you can feel it in the art. If you go to mgal.org and look at some of the pictures from Mary Lawrence Allen, you can see she puts her heart into what she does.
When a viewer stands in front of a picture, you want them to hear the message,
okay,
not just see it, but to hear it and feel it and know the beauty that is in there and the meaning of it. And it remind them of an experience they had or all kinds of reasons for looking at a piece of art.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just makes them feel joyful, feel a good, positive response and want to look at it again. And that's a real sign of success.
I think music and art, I think that's their purpose.
That's right.
To make people feel good. You know?
Absolutely.
And once again, the art exhibit is entitled Art with a Heart for Mothers and Babies. It's benefiting the Maternal League of Memphis. It will be at the Crocs Center Gallery, March 5th through the 31st. And Crocs Center Gallery is at 800 East Parkway in South Memphis. And you're invited as well to join the Crocs Center for the artist reception. And Mary Lawrence Allen as well for the artist reception that will happen Thursday, March the 7th, from 5 till 7 p.m. again at 800 East Parkway South. If you're interested in being a part of the Maternal League, who you're always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please.
As a matter of fact,
young and old alike.
It's a volunteer organization.
It is. It is.
501c3.
Trust me, it's all volunteer.
I know how that goes. Well, if you're interested in being a part of the Maternal League of Memphis, you can call 901-682-2599. 901-682-2599. You can go to maternalleagueofmemphis.org, maternalleagueofmemphis.org, and you can their address is Post Office Box 382958. That's out in Germantown. And if you want more information about the gallery and the exhibit of Art with a Heart for Mothers and Babies, you can contact Mary Lawrence Allen at 756-9642, 756-9642, if you need additional information. You can also look on the website for the Croc Center and find out about all the fantastic things that are happening over there. And that is KROC, that's CrocMemphis.org, CrocMemphis.org, the Croc Center of Memphis. Mary Lawrence Allen.
Thank you.
Debbie, thank you so much for coming by. And, I hope we can help to support this work as well. We all need to pitch in and sort of help these kids grow.
Absolutely.
At least get past their first year anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And once again, this is Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.